Hi everyone, my name's Cheyenne Steinhardt, and I'm here to tell you my story. I'm originally from Austria, Russia. I arrived to the United States on January 2nd, 1917, at about 40 years old or so. I came in through to America from through the Ellis Island port. I traveled from Amsterdam first, after traveling across Europe from Austria. Back in Russia, I was married to a prominent, very prominent professor. His name was Lev. He taught Russian literature, very familiar with history and how it intersected with the present. So he made actually very frequent trips to Petersburg, was very reputable and respected. Tsar Nicholas had a particular affinity for his work, which is why we were able to tell when things were going a little south. It was strange. It was strange 1917 and 1916. It was a weird time to be in the know, but also knowing being in the know was going to be in the out soon, if that makes sense. You could feel something going on in the political climate. Nicholas was more and more agitated by the day towards the end of 1916. It was very strange. Lev kept saying something was going to happen, something was going to happen. So I felt myself subconsciously packing up and preparing for something to happen. So when the February Revolution in 1917 happened and the provisional government took over, it was like we knew it was coming, but it was still a shock, if that makes sense at all. We knew it was the beginning of the end. So we rapidly packed up our bags. We knew there was no way they were going to allow us here, especially with how close Lev was to Tsar Nicholas, what his work said about the old government, and what his work said about, you know, he was very, very pro-Tsarist, pro-imperial, white, as they call us now, I guess. We left the empire. We had intended to go to France, where all the other intellectuals were headed. A lot of Lev's friends, colleagues, there's, you know, universities he had lined up to teach at. It wasn't going to be that bad of a move. It'd be no more Russia, but still with our lives. But unfortunately, Lev died of tuberculosis en route. It was very, very hard. With Lev's death, I lost everything. We didn't have any kids. We hadn't gotten to that yet. We didn't have any, you know, all of my contacts were Lev's, and we left so quickly we didn't have time to make plans. So with Lev's death, I lost everything. I lost my past, my present, and my future. A family I ran into when burying Lev mentioned that they were going to America. I had no contacts in France, so I decided America sounds good. It sounds like a place where I can start over again. I was educated. I am educated. I am skilled. I can do this. I managed to get to Holland, where I heard that the ships were going to America from. I took a ship over from Rotterdam port. It was amazing. The ship was absolutely incredible. It was a huge steamship with one large steam sack atop. I'd never seen anything like that before. It was, I was very lucky to get a ticket in the end. I had no money on me, did not speak anything besides Russian. So the port, there were pretty poor conditions on the ship. I was third class, very, very much in the bottom, the basement. My cot was smelly. There were rats everywhere. But I felt so lucky to be alive and so lucky to be a part of this, especially as I found out how things were going in Russia. It was incredible to escape with my life. I met other fellow Russian immigrants there on the ship. It was incredible. We have a widow's club, actually. My friend Stella and I, we were roommates together in our cot. And it was amazing to hear so many people with different stories and different life paths, but a very similar experience bonding together in the basements of that ship, the bottom racks of that ship. It was something that, it was the worst of times, but the strongest community I think I've ever felt. So yeah, after months on the ship, we landed in Ellis Island. Stella and a group of, in our widows club decided to find a place together. We all work collectively as seamstresses now, which is something I did back in Russia, but, you know, now it is my living. We have a large Jewish community in New York, and it's not the best, but, you know, it's home.